Mike Goldman, and welcome to On The Mic. Today, an absolute legend. It is none other than the spectacular, the beautiful, the talented Lola Berry.
Can you come with me everywhere and introduce me like that?
I can come with you everywhere and be your special intro man.
You're amazing.
Absolutely. She's a nutritionist. She is one of the most amazing human beings I have ever met. I'm in love with her. No, I can't start like that. My girlfriend will get upset. It's the...
I love that start.
Welcome to On The Mic, Lola Berry.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, great to be here.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're a legend. You made it happen so fast.
Yeah, story of my life, really. But hey, you're there on the Instagram every day, and I'm like, hey, you want to come on the show? And, you know, it probably helped me get it across the line, sending you. Look, Sonia Kruger was on.
She was.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
She's awesome.
Let's get you on the show.
She's a little hottie.
So you have had such an incredible career. You're a self-made woman. I've been stalking you a little bit here and there and listening to podcasts with Osher Gunsberg and so many. Like, you're on Studio 10 this morning.
Yeah.
You're up to your sixth book.
Well, I've just finished writing my 10th.
Your 10th?
How crazy is that?
So was that like, it must have been an old podcast I was listening to.
That's all right, though. You know, that Osher one we did a little while ago.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
But yeah, I've just delivered the 10th.
You've delivered your 10th
manuscript.
And, and so they're all about different recipes, you know, helping your mind, body, your soul. You're a yoga guru. So how did you get started into all of this?
Well, I was the opposite. I wasn't healthy at all. I was a DJ, party animal. My favorite food was giant caramello koalas and lamingtons. Not into health even a tiny bit. And I just went on this summertime detox, lost 20 kilos, and I was like, well, there's something in this eating food that's really good for you. Became obsessed with health food and then started filming little videos on YouTube, and that's how it kind of all started.
How'd you become a DJ all those years ago? What did that come about?
Lola
Berry your DJ name?
No, my DJ name was Lauren Heaven. Because I'm a Lauren.
Oh, okay.
And that sounds quite porn star,
Lauren,
doesn't it?
Lauren Heaven.
Yeah, so my real name is Lauren Smith.
Right, okay.
Boring, I know.
Yeah.
And then Lauren Heaven became the DJ name.
Yeah.
And then my first really serious boyfriend was like, who was on Big Brother, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Which Big Brother housemate was this?
This would have been season... His name was Kane. He was like... He would always do nudie runs.
Kane!
Yeah.
Were you with him when he was on the show?
Right after the show.
I remember Kane.
He's a legend.
Kane was the one that would say, hey, at the end of everyone's name. Bitsy.
Yeah.
Lowly.
Yeah. Yes.
Mikey. Yeah.
Total Bogan. Amazing Bogan, though.
Awesome bloke. Where's he now? What's he doing?
Oh, my God. He's living
still
on
friends?
The Goldie. Yeah. Yeah, we're still mates. Living on the Goldie. Married kids. Like, living the dream.
No.
But still
really?
Doing his... But he was my DJ teacher. That's how I became a DJ.
He was a DJ.
Correct.
Were you like a rave dance party DJ? Or?
Nah, more like... I love like 90s hip-hop and breakbeats.
Oh, okay.
And I was like the side room girl. And I was very wild back then.
Wow. And you still pull out the decks and DJ a party occasionally?
Well, I'm a yoga teacher nowadays. And it's so funny because I will only teach to music. So I'll make a music playlist. So it's almost like it's done a bit of a... Is it 180, you know, where you're just like... Holy smokes,
cool,
I'm doing the opposite now.
And so you basically destroyed your body being a DJ and thought, ah, I can't do this to myself anymore.
Yeah.
And you've gone completely the other way.
Yeah.
You've become a yoga instructor. You studied nutrition and you're releasing these books and you're helping people turn their lives around.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty awesome. I never, because I'm in the bubble of it. I don't really... I guess you would know as well, working in media, you kind of get into this little like rhythm that when you're in this bubble, you kind of don't see it the way that people probably see it from the outside.
Yeah. So when you were having all that shit food back then, you know, probably having Maccas in between DJ gigs or whatever. By the way, if McDonald's want to sponsor the show, we're open to opportunities. we can cut that out. But, you know, is that when you thought, okay, I'm going to start eating certain foods? And did it make you sort of, when you were becoming a nutritionist, did you study certain foods that were better for you and better for your blood and better for your health?
So that's what actually got me so excited about studying. Yeah. I picked up this book about superfoods and I was like, no way, blueberries can cross the blood-brain barrier and broccoli works on the sulfation pathway of your liver, which is detoxification.
Mm.
And I was like, holy smokes, these foods have like a medicinal effect.
Yeah.
And that's the stuff that I'm like, plus, like even today we were talking about apple cider vinegar shots and how that kind of like alkalizes the body. But
how alkalized do you have to be? It's like
you want to be slightly alkaline.
Alkaline.
You can be too alkaline. You can be way too alkaline. It's not. You'll often meet the like the people that are like that, and they'll be like really like ungrounded and quite. It's often vegans. That could be a
thing. Is that, oh, what's wrong with you? You're so alkalized today.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never said it like that though, but I probably should.
Maybe that's your new book.
Yeah.
Don't be too alkalized.
Exactly.
And it could be a song. It's too late to alkalize. See, I got the whole marketing campaign worked out.
See, you need to be traveling with me. This would be awesome.
So on the subject of blood, like my dad has had cancer for like 7 years, but he's a trooper. Still does his national radio show, 2SM Super Radio Network. Gets up at 5 a.m. He had bowel, liver, lung, and he's had so many different operations. And he probably looks better than he's looked in about 5 years because he's changed his diet.
Yeah.
Like, and one of the biggest things that has worked for him is just getting off sugar completely. How are you with sugar?
Oh, so sugar is really nasty. So, I mean, I'm really into kind of like whole foods and a paleo-inspired diet. But
paleo? Is that where you just eat meat?
I mean, that's like what people think. It's caveman-inspired. So lots of protein, lots of fat, lots of veggies, lots of fruit, nuts and seeds.
Okay.
But not so much like grain, not so much dairy, and not so much refined sugar. Because in the Paleolithic time, they'd literally have to like find the bees and knock the honey bees out, you know. I'm not explaining this right, but do you know what I mean? They wouldn't get to eat sugar all the time.
Yeah, they'd catch the bees with their hands and milk them.
That's exactly what they have to do.
That they just made.
This is exactly what they have to do. So I eat a paleo-inspired diet, but one thing about sugar is it causes inflammation in the body. Mm. Inflammation is kind of like the king of bad stuff that goes on. So if you want to get rid of free radical damage, get rid of inflammation, sugar's the first thing to go. It's not easy to quit though. Like it's a hard slog for a couple of weeks.
Well, Dad, I was a kid growing up watching him do his radio show, he would be using the sugar rush to do his show and have the energy because he was like, you know, hits from the 60s, 70s, 80s, he'd be right over the top. And he'd have Crunchies and Snickers and Kit Kats and a big bottle of Coke every show.
Yeah.
And that stuff's going to get to you eventually.
Yeah, delicious at the time, though. Yeah. Like, and that's the thing about those kind of treats, like chocolate bars. They hit what's called like the pleasure center. So it's the perfect amount of fat, sugar, and salt. And that's what is like, it triggers a massive reward pathway in our brain. And I think they must lace it with something because that stuff's so addictive.
Yeah, well, they're not nutritionists that's making that stuff. They're food scientists.
Correct.
And they're basically trying to make this food last as long as it possibly can on the shelf and taste as amazing as it can so you crave it.
And you want more and more.
You're getting an incredible hit time and time again. Mm. Do you think people are waking up to how it is really, really bad for you?
Yeah, I feel like people are really tuning into how they feel now, you know, and you're doing things that actually feel right for you. Because at the end of the day, I think we all want to be our best. It doesn't matter if you're not into health.
Mm.
Like, say you want to be, far out, like an artist, a musician, a dog walker, a doctor, whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
You still need to be the best at your field if you want to really succeed. Mm. And being the best means that health has to be some kind of a priority. Because it affects your mind, you know. It affects just not your body and the way you feel physically, but it affects your confidence, affects like how clear your eyes are, how clear your mind is. Mm. It's a big picture.
What about meat? I don't eat as much meat as I used to. Like, and I think that might have been part of the problem with Dad, and, you know, one of the reasons why maybe he got cancer is because when I was growing up, we used to have bacon for breakfast, chicken for lunch, and you'd have a mixed grill for dinner. That's too much meat in your diet. And I've started cutting back on my meat, and this is really weird, and I, if anyone could explain it, you can. I feel like I can taste vegetables better than I've ever tasted them before.
Yeah.
Is that a weird thing? Are my taste buds changing?
Yeah. So your taste buds change every 14 to 21 days. Generally, it's pulling the sugar back that will affect that most, though.
Yeah.
So when veggies start tasting really lovely and carrots start tasting sweet, pumpkin will start tasting sweet, that's when you've pulled refined sugar out of the diet, generally.
Okay.
But also when you've got the right amount of protein, not too much, not too little, you'll find that you crave sweet things less.
Yeah.
So it's very fascinating. The meat thing is an interesting one because I do eat meat. Yeah. I just like to eat ethically conscious kind of like choices. So I will go organic, especially with eggs and
at least give them a chance to run around before you kill them. Is that like when you say ethically conscious, like how far does it go?
For me, I want to eat organically farmed or, you know, like better still biodynamic, which is like really hippie woo-woo stuff where they'll put certain types of blood in the air. So the
is that like that episode of Portlandia where they're sitting there in the restaurant and they go, where was this chicken raised? And who was its parents? And the waiter says, oh, would you like to come and meet them? Yes, I would. And they get in a bus. And they go They go to this camp somewhere and they end up being followers of this leader. It's like a cult.
Awesome.
It's so funny. But awesome. Yeah, some people go to extremes. Like they want to know the name of the chicken. And like, have you seen people go that far?
I was having a conversation with my mate last week and he was like, do you eat eggs? And I was like, yeah, man, I just get organic ones wherever I can.
Yeah.
Because organic eggs you can get everywhere. And he's like, but what if they're fed corn? Like, chickens aren't meant to eat like a high grain diet when corn is considered a grain.
Yeah.
And it changes the different types of omegas and fats that are in the egg. And I was like, holy smokes. So I started Googling where I was buying my organic eggs from. Yeah. And often they're fed like grains, which isn't the best thing to do. And that happens with cattle as well.
Cattle as well. I mean, is it better to eat
grass?
Grass-fed cattle.
You want natural. Yeah. And if you think about chickens, they actually like to eat worms from the ground. Ooh. Like they like to forage and
be out in nature. What about pigs? Don't they eat their own shit?
Well,
is that why bacon tastes so
good? I actually have never been a bacon girl, but apparently there are lots of, you can get this amazing bacon. They've been reared on like chestnuts and stuff. Like you can take it right to
nitrate
that level.
What's nitrate free?
Yeah, so nitrates, they're a big carcinogen. So when we say carcinogen, we mean like cancer causer.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to go nitrate free with your bacon. The great thing is you can find that in Australia.
Oh,
but
yeah.
For me, it's
my mum raves about it. She lives in a country in Tenterfield. She'll only eat nitrate-free bacon. She only eats organic fruit and veggies.
Yeah.
Stuff she grows in her own backyard.
I mean, that's
and it's
number
made
one.
With love. She's putting her own love and energy into it while she's making it. That's a whole other thing as well. As people who believe that when you're making the food, you actually feel love and you put it into it. Do you believe in that?
Totally. Yeah. I love all of that. I think there's a movement called mindful eating and mindfulness, and that's where you're really present. Like you think about who you're going to share your meal with, what each ingredient is, what it smells like, what it tastes like, the texture. Because we eat on autopilot, especially people that have got fast-paced kind of careers.
Yeah.
We generally are kind of like go, 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 go. And it's really easy to go, oh my God, did I just even eat that meal? I just kind of like shoveled it in, right?
Yeah.
And so I think being mindful, but the energy that you put into it totally, like I've just done my Reiki healing course. Like I'm well into it.
Right. That's like they put your hands over the top of someone to help them heal.
Yeah, I did it on my meal the other day.
So can you put your hand on mine and could I actually feel some sort of energy coming from
Technically,
it?
Technically, we're meant to do a proper healing, but the theory is that, and it's quite...
This isn't just because I want to hold the hands with you, by the way.
No, but you don't touch. That's the whole thing.
Okay.
P.S. My tan is so bad on
my
head.
Can you just go, and feel it?
Good Reiki people could.
Like
I couldn't.
X-Man?
I'm like a level one, but I can't. But like the theory is if you...
Come back when you're a level 10.
Yeah, right. I will. I totally will. But the theory is that you can feel, but even if you put your hand underneath mine now... Like you should, I can feel the energy off. Can you feel the warmth?
Feel warmth, yeah.
Yes, that's just already our energy fields that we're naturally letting off.
Isn't that crazy? Like they put it through a certain camera and they can see different auras and energy fields over people's
body.
We've only really touched the tip of the iceberg as to what all that stuff is about.
I love all the hippie woo-woo stuff. Like I sleep with crystals under my pillow. Like I'm that girl.
What does that do?
Man.
Does that catch your dream?
Do
you have a dream catcher?
Mate, I got a few.
Actually, you know what? I wore these for you, but I didn't buy them. A friend of mine, Sammy Power, she's a radio announcer.
Awesome.
From Sydney and years ago. Apparently these are the chakras.
Yeah, you've got the chakra ones
and
on.
I'm not sure what the pink ones are, but they just match my shirt, so I thought, what the hell
the
are
the chakra wearing? One's really good. So it's really cool with the chakra. Oh, and you've got a really cool tattoo as well.
I got that when I was like 16 years old. Ridiculous.
What is it?
In Tari when I was
a
working
scorpion?
On the radio. It's a scorpion.
Yeah.
But it looks like a guitar. And it also gets me into nightclubs. They think it's a stamp. And it's not. Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's handy.
Just walk in, yeah. What star sign are you?
I'm Virgo.
Do you believe in star signs?
Absolutely.
Really?
Are you Scorpio?
Yeah, yeah. Is that bad?
Fire.
Are you going to leave now?
You're fiery, yeah.
Is that good? I'm what, fiery? Like aggressive fiery?
No, not at all. It's great.
So
you're like passionate.
You're fully into the star signs as well.
I know a little bit about, like I'm that girl that will go to a psychic and I've had like my moon charts read and all that kind of thing. I love all this stuff.
All right. What's the psychic telling you lately? You're going to have another 20 books? You're going to have your own TV show soon?
She reckons, that's the dream, right? She reckons I've got some travel coming up, which will be really cool.
All right. Do you travel a lot?
I travel heaps. I do a lot in America as well.
Oh,
so
cool.
I go to America every winter.
Oh,
I'm a
awesome.
Bit of a warm person.
So you, every winter here, you chuff off to America. You wouldn't want to be in America during winter over there. It's horrible.
Unless you're in Los Angeles, so it's okay.
LA is cool. I lived there for a couple of years. Yeah. So what's the goal over there? And you want to be on big shows like Ellen and that kind of thing?
I mean, that would be the dream. Yeah. But I mean, I've got a book out over there. So I usually go on tour with that book. Mm. And then there's an awesome morning show that I work with over there. Mm. And they just get me on for however long I'm in town.
What's the morning show you're on over there?
It's called Home and Family. It's on the Universal lot. It's on the Hallmark channel.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Cool.
So much fun.
Where do they shoot that on the Universal lot?
Literally underneath Wisteria Lane. Like, so you see Wisteria Lane and then you're... It's TV
Wisteria
in America.
Wisteria Lane, what's that? Is that from a horror movie?
No, it's from Desperate Housewives.
Oh, right.
Do you remember
that?
Do you remember that show? But like, you'll get being briefed and they're like, sorry, there's an earthquake on that soundstage over there. It's going to go off every 20 minutes. And it's amazing doing television in America versus television in Australia. Like, you have your own I'm like a no one, you know, and like, you've got your own trailer, you've got your own team. And the first time I ever did that show, which was a couple of years ago now, the booker, the like producing booker came in, she goes, I want you to know, I booked Steve Irwin for his first ever Jay.
What? Jay are you serious? Yeah. That's so
she's
cool.
She's like, I want to tell you that because I'm like quite ochre, obviously, as well. And Steve Irwin is my hero.
But they understand you. I just think it's like the British. The British walk in and they start speaking like this in America, and then the Australians get a bit ochre and they talk like this. But I think it makes Americans listen a little bit more intently, like, oh, this person sounds different. I better pay attention.
Whenever I work with publicists over there, they're like, we love working with you because you look Californian, but you sound completely different.
Can you do an American accent?
Not for the life of me. The one thing I notice when I travel is the way people say my name.
Yeah.
Like, Lola sounds pretty bogan here, but when like a nice British person says like Lola, it sounds so much nicer.
Hello, Lola.
Yeah, so much nicer.
How fun is it walking around the Universal back lot there? Not in the actual fun park that's there in LA, but the back lot. And how many just random celebrities do you see walking through? Because I was there a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Having a meeting with some people about some reality TV stuff.
You'd be great over there doing it.
Well, I think I'm great over there. And I walk past dude from Game of Thrones, another guy from Anchor. Commands over there, and I'm going up to them and getting selfies and being a real tourist. Security comes over, we don't really do that thing back here, and I'm like, okay, sorry.
Oh no.
Did you see any people
like
that?
You always have your always have your little moments and stuff. For me, I was doing it this is only last winter when I was there. I'm big into infrared saunas.
Yeah, I've only just started doing that.
Oh, they're amazing.
It's called Nimbus & Co. down in Bondi.
Yeah, I haven't tried Nimbus & Co. yet. I really want
to
try it.
Pretty good. Can you explain it to me? Because I just know that after going to the gym and my body's tired and, I haven't been eating properly, apparently it shoots three wacky laser beams in your body and disrupts your cells and helps get the bad toxins out.
You pretty much nailed it. You've obviously gone into a three spectrum sauna. So there's where you can just do far infrared, which is like the detox one. But if you do the three spectrums, which is what you're talking about, which is near, mid and far, that's where it works on detoxification, skin, sleep, stress, all of that kind of jazz.
Dad's
but
doing
you do
that.
Sweat.
He reckons it makes him feel better than ever. Obviously going through all chemo and radiation.
Well, I also do a hyperbaric chamber.
What? Yeah. Is that a thing Michael Jackson sleeps in?
But that's really good for cancer
what
patients.
Is that?
It just oxygenates your blood. So I had really bad eczema before I came up and I was like, shivers, I don't want bad skin on telly.
Oh, no, yeah.
And so I did 3 days of the hyperbaric chamber. It's like a mild one. It's called an AirPod. Mm. But you're like you're in a cabin and it's like, it looks like you're in a coffin, like an open. Solarium. Yeah. Looks like a solarium.
Photos of Michael Jackson and his monkey, Bobo or whatever his name was.
In the hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, sleeping in it.
Yeah, so you generally like zonk out. Apparently, I'm the only person that doesn't sleep in it.
That's cool. Back on food, I'm a bit confused about the whole good fat thing.
Yeah.
What is a good fat other than the one first thing in the morning?
I was going to say I walked into that, but I totally didn't.
What? Avocado with my bacon and eggs. Yeah. What did you think I meant?
Avocado's amazing. Eggs are amazing. Eggs are amazing. Avocado is amazing. Salmon's amazing. Sardines, mackerel, herring, good nuts and seeds. But I mean, the bad fats is like the stuff we were talking about in the chocolate bars, like the trans fats. Yeah. Also, any spreadable butter, that's like that hydrogenated fat, no good. We don't want that. So you just want to go back to like, that's why I like that paleolithic way of eating. It's just natural.
Do you know, after Dad had done all the chemo and radiation for years and years, he, he's feeling like crap, obviously. So, and they pretty much said you've only got months to live. We sent him to a doctor in Queensland called Dr. Wayne, and he looks after terminal patients and helps. He analyzes their blood and figures out what is the best way to keep the bad cancer cells mm-hmm. away from your vital mm-hmm. organs. And apparently the theory he goes by is that fat, good fats, transfer bad cells away from your vital organs. Mm-hmm. Have you heard anything about that?
So fat and water are kind of like the gatekeepers of every single cell.
Yeah.
So when you see like a lot of clients when I'm practicing nutrition and models, they're like, oh, I'm scared of fat. I'm like, don't be, because your cells actually can't function properly without good fat. So good fat is a key player when it comes to any kind of overall health, whether it be fighting a seriously terminal disease or whether it be, you know, wanting to get great skin, you need good fats because they are, look at them as a gatekeeper of cells. The theory with cancer is generally you want more like fighter white cells and those T-cells, like the good kind of like hero cells to help get rid of the nasty cancer. Because they've done autopsies on, you know, 80-year-old human bodies and there's self-healed cancers within the body that they didn't even know about.
Yeah, wow.
So the body has the ability to heal itself.
That's why people are doing immunotherapy that have cancer. Build their immune system so their body can naturally fight it off.
Correct. And sugar out, like completely, because that kills white blood cells.
You know, another thing I heard about that bad thing called sugar, even though, you know, I love a good Cadbury chocolate block, I could eat it all by myself. Sugar is part of the serum or liquid that they inject into your body before you have a scan for any cancers, because apparently it helps it light it up.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, hey, I'm just repeating something that my dad told me, and he's had a lot of those shots to see where it is.
But makes
doesn't
sense.
That tell you something? That sugar is making the cancer go, hey, it's like feeding it.
They've done studies on babies where they've put a pacifier, like a dummy, in just sugary water.
Yeah.
And they've put the dummy in the kid's mouth, and within 3 minutes, their brain chemistry is completely changed.
Wow.
So it crosses your blood-brain barrier mighty, mighty fast, which is why people like your dad use it for that quick bit of energy, because it gives you that like pep up straight away. Very soon to be followed by a low. Because you do dump serotonin when you get sugar because it's an inflammatory cause. That's the serotonin's like happy, you know. But you generally will feel really crusty the next day.
What's your favorite food?
Avocado, salmon, blueberries. I have a weird obsession with Brussels sprouts in the winter.
Me too.
Really?
I love Brussels sprouts.
Oh, they're so good. Ones
that they roast. The latest ones that I've been having is with truffle oil on them.
Oh, I bet. Oh, that's amazing.
And you're big on olive oil as well.
Yeah, love it.
Olive oil is apparently amazing for your body.
So good. It's got this stuff in it called squalene that you can't get from any other food.
Squalene. That's a cool name.
Yeah, you can only get it from shark cartilage.
So, it's not a DJ name. You just made
it
up.
Sounds like it should be.
It's DJ Squalene.
It should be, right?
Yeah, why not? Maybe that could be your new name and you can get up and release a song. And
that's a good idea. I like it.
DJ Squalene. Yeah, I like olive oils. There's one at the moment that I've got all these crazy health nut friends that are having at the moment. It's called C60.
Oh, I don't know this.
I think they're called Buckyballs. Have you heard of them?
No.
Oh, look, I don't know a lot about it, but they did a bit of a scientific experiment on rats.
Yeah.
And they fed a whole stack of rats this olive oil buckyball stuff.
Yeah.
And they doubled their life expectancy, and the ones that they just fed olive oil lived a little bit longer than they normally would. But it's something you want to have a look in and Google. But I got all these friends that are going nuts about it. I should have mentioned it to you before.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up. Thank you. You're teaching me.
I know nothing about it, but anyway.
No, I'm interested.
Off the food, we could talk about food for hours. Yeah. So, but then no one will have anything to read when they get your book. One of your 10
I
books.
Have one for you. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Oh, right, your book for me?
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, my God.
This is the newest one. Beauty food. Make you pretty.
Lullaby. You're gorgeous. Look at you on the front cover there.
That was a really fun
beauty
shoot.
Food, hair and remedies for skin, eyes, hair and nails. So, I mean, there's this food that you can eat that will... Let's just randomly choose one right now, shall we? Homemade skin treatments.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay thousands of dollars to all these big French companies.
Yeah, it's got like
cacao. You can make your own skin treatment.
Yeah, maybe like 4 and 5 ingredients with olive oil, like what you were just talking about.
This is amazing.
But if you didn't want skin results, you can eat these recipes. Like, it is just really healthy whole foods.
It's so cool. Glowy bircher, spiced macadamia lamb, paleo chocolate macadamia zucchini bread.
Yeah, that was
now
really
I just need someone to cook it for me. And you're doing yoga in there as well?
Yeah.
So do you have to do that after you eat it to work it off?
Well, no, I'm a huge yoga fan, and so we did the yoga shoot actually separate to the food shoot, and it's just a really nice way to kind of like not only just like I love yoga, it's a gentle way of really looking after yourself. I love it, man.
Yeah, you're a yoga teacher, yoga guru. Do you still teach classes ever?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm teaching all over, but I did my training at Power Living, so I generally just teach all over Melbourne, Sydney.
A couple times.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do a handstand.
Oh, I can't. So there you go.
Only for like 4 seconds.
That's better than me. Yeah. I can't do a handstand yet. I've got a few.
Can you do that thing where you're the frog?
Yeah, the frog is hard. Most guys don't like the frog.
Really?
Can you do the frog?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my goodness.
You might want to move the camera.
Oh my God, are you seriously doing this? Oh, this is Bacassana. This is Crow Pose.
The Crow.
Yeah, awesome.
Hi, if you've just joined us.
He's nailing it.
Today on the show, it's Lola Berry, who is a yoga expert, and this is the best I can do at yoga.
You're doing amazing.
So anyway, are you going to bring out a yoga book at all?
Yes, that's the plan.
I'm going to do the rest of the interview up here in the... Is this the Crow?
This is the Crow, Bacassana.
The blood's rushing to my head.
That's amazing. You're awesome.
That hurt.
Dude, you did so good.
Yeah, so yoga is great for your body.
Yeah, body,
I don't
body,
know a lot about
soul.
It, but I know that going to the gym, working out, you get stiff, you get tired. Yoga, you got to do it to loosen it up. It kills. But
it's so amazing. It's different forms, though. So if you're doing it because you're tight from the gym, you would do well with yin yoga, which works more on the fascia and the tendons.
Is it the one where you just lie there?
It's more meditative,
yeah. My mate Sammy Power took me to that, and she just lies there on her phone in the same position for like 5 minutes, and it's excruciating.
Yeah.
How do you push through the pain?
It gets easier and easier and easier, but the first time we did it, we were holding a pose for like 7 minutes, and I was like, I'm going to shoot someone. It's not easy at the start. It's really hard, but it is almost a form of meditation too. So that's what I use yin for, but really good if you're tired from the gym, because vinyasa, power yoga, the hotter yoga, that works more on muscle strength, which is what you're already doing at the gym.
Yeah.
So, but generally gym people prefer vinyasa because it's still fiery, you still sweat, you still feel like you're getting a workout in, you know?
So that's your daily routine. First thing you do, wake up in the morning, what do? You meditate, do your yoga?
I generally go to yogs. I call it yogs, Bogan Lola.
Yogs.
So I'll generally go to yoga and then I'll come back and eat. There meditate, I fluctuate with. I'm not definitely not as compliant with that as I am with yoga. Yoga is a non-negotiable for me.
Hey, was it a massive transition for you, or was it was a massive transition for you going from being a DJ partying, you know, you obviously getting your following there, and you've gone, right, I'm going to be a yoga guru, I'm going to be release all these books on nutrition, and a lot of it, obviously, or most of it, it's all you're doing online. Did you copped a bit of flack from people when you were starting out? How did you handle that? Because, I mean, there's people who study nutrition and they're fully geeky about it, but you've come in from a completely different sexy angle and nailing it and getting all these followers. And I think you got a few people's noses out of joint, didn't you?
I think I did that with an online program I bought out that had a really controversial name. But I've done the time.
About the name anymore?
Yeah, we can talk about
What's
it.
What's the name?
Stop Being a Fat Bitch.
What's wrong with that?
I got slammed. Daily Telegraph were like, career suicide.
Lola
Berry.
Oh, really?
It was on like a current affair.
Any publicity is great publicity. You only got to worry when they're not talking about it.
It was actually an awesome lesson for me, because when you're like seemingly hot on TV, got books out, all that kind of jazz, everyone wants to be your best mate. But the second you're in the shit, the second that people don't, you know, you're not cool and you're not flavor of the month, I could tell you the amount of friends I had on one hand, like the people who were checking with me.
A lot of people who you thought were friends back away.
Yeah, but all my contracts got iced, like all my money, like all iced. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to speak to media. I was allowed to do one 15-second apology video on Instagram, then a current affair ran.
It's not like you killed someone.
It was a couple of years ago now, but I don't regret it. I would actually say it was one of the best career lessons of my life, because I don't take my career for granted.
Yeah.
And I never expect anything from anyone now. Like, and if I make a friend in the industry, I really let it kind of simmer, because I know that not many people, like some people reveled in it.
When you used that title, were you calling yourself that because you were changing your body?
So what happened was, we were doing a 4-week detox. I was writing a 4-week detox plan. And as I was writing it, when I'm writing, I generally am not quite as healthy, because you need so much. It's like you would know when you're planning something or writing something, you need so much energy and you're kind of on deadline. And that's normally when my health drops
a
little
bit. Having time to go to the gym. Having a time to eat properly.
Right. And I'd just eaten a whole block of Marvelous Creation. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. It's the one that, the Cadbury that bubbles in your mouth.
Yeah, but it's like family sized, ginormous. I'd eaten a whole block. Yeah. And my business partner at the time said, what should we call it? And I was like, I wish we could call it Stop Being a Fat Bitch, because that's how I feel today. And he goes, we need to shine a light on the way females talk to themselves. Yeah. Why don't we call it that?
Because you say horrible things to yourself that if anyone else said, you want to punch them in the face.
Yeah. So it was about shining a light on the way that, like, negative self-talk. And that was the subtitle, but no one saw the subtitle.
But people didn't get it. And if anything, I mean, the newspapers and magazines and TV stations, they've grabbed a hold of that and thought, oh, here's a story. We can wreck this girl's career. Or were they actually thinking it's just a headline so people will watch it and start thinking about how they talk to themselves?
Initially, the press was really negative, super negative. And then I apologized straight away. And that's when it kind of, like, there was a hashtag on Instagram with photos of my books in the bin called Bin the Berry. So, like, I was most blown away by, like, my social media.
At least they bought it.
Before they did, yeah. But then when I apologized, that really switched and there was a hashtag I stand with Lola. So, like it became really beautiful, but it was a really good lesson to never take anything for granted, especially in this industry where one minute you can be hot and the next minute no one wants to know you.
But, you know, in today's society, there's so many people just waiting there in the starting blocks to have a go at you. Just ready at any given moment to be annoyed or offended by something. I'm sick of it being the age of being offended. You know, just I think people should just say, you know what, this is me. Piss off if you don't like it.
Totally. I'm down with just being, I'd rather be real and hated than fake and loved. 100%.
Yeah, exactly. So would that be your mantra?
Yeah, my motto generally with my life is work hard, be kind. Mm. Like, just be, if you're a good person, I feel like good things come. They might take a little bit longer. But, you know, I think especially in media and the kind of like famey world, like there's a lot of dingoes in that industry and there's a lot of fake people. There's a lot of people that want to know you for the wrong reasons. Mm. And so I'm like, if I can work hard and I can be really kind, then good shit's going to come.
And it is coming.
Yeah.
It's happening for you.
Yeah,
you're
hopefully.
You're flying all over the world. You're releasing books. How do you feel right now in your life?
I feel pretty good. I feel I'm 32, so I feel like I'm kind of at this turning point, which is really nice, where like I'm not afraid to share with my Instagram followers that I am into crystal healing and I am into Reiki. I give less of a shit about what people think. I'd rather just be real.
Yeah. Like, I used to be freaked out telling people I meditate occasionally.
Yeah.
Like, it's so many times when my friends would go, oh, you're going to go to your happy place?
Yeah, and that's the name of my smoothie bar.
But my brain just goes, what did you say?
I've got a smoothie bar and that's the name of it.
Oh, your smoothie bar is called my happy place.
Happy place, yeah.
I didn't know that was what it's called. Where is it?
So in Melbourne.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay,
so
cool.
It's called happy. But you get like a crystal when you get your smoothie and it's infused with flowers.
Oh, really?
So it's very hippie.
You get a crystal with your smoothie. Has anyone tried to eat it by accident?
Yes, definitely. No! Yes, we've had to do the, no, these are not for eating.
But like I meditate occasionally because my brain is a million miles an hour. Mm. And when I'm working late at night and I'm so tired and I go to sleep, my brain keeps going. Yeah. I look back at my bed and it looks like a war zone of sheets and pillows and crap everywhere. So I actually have to sit up and shut down my brain. I've trained my brain to be able to have nothing going on in it. Some people would say that's like that all the time, but and it makes such a difference for
you. Well, you're also a creative, so you need to be able to switch off. Another good trick for you is just a forward fold. You know, yoga, forward fold, when you do a yoga class, it's literally
forward fold where you touch your toes.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
But if you hang out in that for like, just take 10 deep breaths in that. That's what gets me to sleep if I'm
Let's
in the
do it now.
Yeah, do you want me to do it? You're that.
No.
You're that, right? But 10 breaths. Like breathe there 10 times.
Are you
going to
talk me through it, are you?
No. Oh, yeah, I can. So you do that for 10.
One.
Yeah, you're leaning on the table, though.
I'm like an ostrich.
No, but you know what I mean? Do that if you can't sleep in the middle of the night. It's a really good trick.
You can't sleep.
That's a really good trick.
I thought like if you're getting your blood flowing a bit more and you're doing some stretches late at night, that'll wake you up.
But you're sending your blood you're putting yourself upside down, so it's calming. You're sending the blood the opposite way.
Is that how you calm yourself?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you're stressed out?
I do that forward fold, absolutely.
Have you ever got up in the middle of a date or something? Oh, you know, I'm a bit stressed at the moment, just a minute.
Not in a date. I've definitely done weird things in a date, though, that people
like
to do.
Are you single now?
I am single now.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, hey, wait a minute. I think it's time for this segment that we have, which is called Instaview.
Okay.
I just made it up.
Okay.
So basically, I looked at your Instagram. I insta-stalked you.
Yeah.
And I'd like the insta know what you were insta-doing when you insta-videoed this morning. A bumblebee or something? Having a meeting with Bumble?
A Bumble. I had a meeting with Bumble.
You're having a meeting with a dating agency. You're asking for a refund?
No. So they're about to launch Bubble Biz. So they're looking at young female ambassadors that have got businesses to be involved with that. And so they've got three elements. They've got the dating bit, the best friends bit, and then the business bit. So I was meeting with them about the business bit.
Oh, okay. So do you use dating apps?
Well, they forced me to get on yesterday, but I hadn't. I had in LA because when I'm in LA, I'm there for like a couple of months.
Yeah.
And that's the American dating scene is very different to the Australian scene. And so I had done it in LA and I'd done it for a very short amount of time when I first moved to Sydney.
So you've dated American guys and Aussie guys.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you prefer?
Oh, I'm partial to an American.
Oh, really? You like the Yankees?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Passion. Yeah. They're can-do people. Very positive.
They can do people? What do you mean?
No, no.
Aussie blokes can do people?
They're can-do. They're like, anything's possible. You can dream. You can all that.
They are very positive, aren't they?
Aussie guys, like, especially like I've dated a few Melbourne guys and they're like a bit more brooding and
a bit laid back, a little bit more hipster man.
Yeah, and like they won't give you a compliment or anything. I went on my first date with this American guy in America, and as I was walking out, he texted me and he's like, "You are monumentally attractive." I was like, "Nobody's ever said that to me in my life." Whereas Aussie guys will never say that to you. Well, none of them.
You're monumentally attractive, Lola.
Thank you. That's really kind.
It's all right.
You just
broke it from an American guy. I've always wanted to use it. That's cool.
But yeah, Americans are very forward, and I kind of like that.
And so, because you're a bit of a hippie, like you said, and you know you're into crystals, crystal healing, Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a witch?
People say this to me, that I must be like a white witch. I don't even know what that would entail, to be honest. But
casting spells.
I know, I don't
Putting
do
your
spells.
Little crystals that you get with your thick shakes at your cafe on the end of a stick and waving it around and going, "American boy who called me monumentally beautiful, I want to keep you for myself. Shalaboom."
So I don't do that, no. But I do burn like Palo Santo, which is that like South American holy wood, and I do like read cards and stuff. So I do a bit of that stuff.
Really? I would love you to read my cards.
I should have bought some in next time.
For the next episode of On the Mic, Lola Berry reading
cards. Angel card reading.
That would be awesome.
I love all this stuff. Yeah. I mean, a lot of healers tell me that I'm psychic, which I love, but I just feel people's energy. I can't see or hear anything.
Okay, I'm going to think a number from 1 to 10.
No,
what
this is not.
What number is
4.
It? 4. What? How did you know? That's incredible.
You're the best thing ever.
Lola Berry, you're amazing. Thank you for being on the mic.
Oh.
If you'd like to buy her book, it's Food Beauty. She is monumentally beautiful. Do her yoga classes. Go to her cafe in Melbourne.
You're the
best happy place. Thank you so much for being on the show.
That was awesome. I could do really this good. All day.
Would you like me to finish the show by doing another crow?
Please. Yeah, cool. Go for gold. Can I film it on my Insta? My Insta story?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, wait. Before I crow. I got your present.
Did you really?
Yes, look.
Are you serious?
A Sydney Kings jersey.
Are you serious?
Because I'm the courtside announcer for the Sydney Kings.
Are you being serious? Because I love basketball.
Oh, what? Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. This Saturday we're playing the Brisbane Bullets. I'd like to give you 2 Hollywood seats courtside.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Can I please come?
I would love you to come.
I'm 100% going to be there.
Now back to the crow.
Oh my God, you've made my day. Hang on, I got to film this. Okay.
Thank you for watching On The Mic. Please subscribe.
This is what's happening in our podcast.
Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. It is mikegoldman.tv online. Also at Mike Goldman Live on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. Thank you, Lola Berry. This is The Crow.
I got all that. This is how we end the podcast.